So it's Or Le Chavtes El, and it's Tuesday night, and it's Erev Rosh Hashanah already. And we're learning the Minchas Chinuch Shir. And we're learning the Tzuyud Dalad, which is not to give to a Ger, but Toshav, the Karm Tesach. And according to the Chinuch, it's talking about a Goy, either someone who has not completed the Gerus process, or someone who b'chlal is not even planning on becoming a Ger, but he has a status above an Oved Avodah Zarah. He's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. He has a kabbal not to do Avodah Zarah, maybe all Zion mitzvahs, and that's called a Ger Toshav. So that's the Toshav. So the Minchas Chinuch is exploring the idea of the smag that the Goy himself is. So according to the Chinuch, we're talking about Goyim. So the smag says, you know, the Goy himself could be mitzvah also. He's arrived in Moram Sochim, they killed him for eating from the Korban Pesach. So, okay, so then the Minchas Chinuch starts discussing that smag's viewpoint, that the Goy himself is not like it. It's not fair that it's not one of the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, it's not on the list, because it's not a comprehensive list anyway, so maybe it doesn't count things that are only Noe, Galin, Egeya, Zman, when there's a Beis HaMikdash. So, I'm bringing us today. So that's what he was talking about, the smog.
Okay.
So then he says that the smog holds that the machil is not over. Not only does he hold the joy is over, but he holds that we are, like we changed the simple meaning of the pasuk, but maybe both are over. And then he says maybe if the Yisrael, another reason why it's maybe not counted in the Zion mitzvahs is because it only counts things that Yisrael are also mitzvah in. But here the Yisrael, adrab, it's a mitzvah to eat from the Korban Pesach. So he goes back and forth with that. And we're up to the paragraph. It starts, Od Nira Lefi Ani Yizdaiti. Od Nira Lefi Ani Yizdaiti. Das Rashi Kiddushin. Old Nira Lefi Ani Yizdaiti. Das Rashi Kiddushin. Right? Okay. That's Rashi Shita. So it's always Mamun Gavoa. Right? Over Gamkin al Gezel. So that's the chap of the Minchas Chinuch. It would be Gezel because it doesn't, it's Mishuchan Gavoh Gezel. It belongs to Hashem and he's not allowed to eat it. He benoach mitzuv al Gezel, mazi Gezel head yore Gezel Gavoa. So he's stealing from Chelek Gavoa. Abel Yisrael, Zochulu Rachmona Lechol, Abel Amandalo Zochar Rachmona, Havi Gezel Gavor, Havi Gezel Gavoa. Ken Goy Shachel Kachim Kalim. Even the Mamon Gavoa, who according to Rashi is Mamon Gavoa, and even the Bailam Shchet is Mishulchan Gavoa Kozochu, so then it's Gezel. Hemus Harmalat Gezel, so that's the Chat. That's how we get him. That's how we drag him in and kill him. B'chay of Nisa, Allah Gezel, Afi the Pachav Mishavar Pruta.
How's he supposed to know that it's stealable? In other words, by. Between people, we understand that Goy's Chayav in the Pachas of Shavuot, but by Gavoa, it's like sort of an esoteric thing.
I don't understand your question. How does the Goy know it belongs to Gavoa? He knows it's a carbon.
He knows
it's a carbon.
Or it could be medical bias or anything, Gavoa, no? Oh, it's food. Talking about food. Sorry. Okay. Talking about food.
So he knows it's a carbon. Okay. So, I answer that the designs around there. It says, "Okay, because Lord, I go to Machmas Shabbos, I'll gaz the Zul Menachos." So that's his chab. That's the chab of the Menachos Chinuch that the smag is looking for a way to say it's also for the guy to eat. Why isn't one of the Zayin mitzvahs? So now the Menachas Chinuch, so he discussed that. And now he's giving a chab that maybe it's mitzvah gezer.
It's only good for the
sheet. What?
It's only good for the sheet to hold that it's mamon gavoah, right?
Exactly. That's why he started off saying, according to Rashi, that the chelek abaylam is mamon gavoah too. That it's only chelak hakohanim avim mamon gavoa. Im kein also legoy lechol mechelak hakohanim davul igezul gavoa, avul agar igezul gavoa migezul hedyo. So that would be true if they ate chelak hakohanim. What did the kohanim eat in the Pesach? There's no chazav v'shol. I don't understand. In the Pesach, there's no chazav v'shol. There's no chelak kohanim in the Pesach. Okay, he means kachim kalim, I guess. There's no chelak kohanim in the Korban Pesach. In other kachim kalim, there's always a chelak kohanim. Amur mehem. Israel, not Israel Chaim Kev, I'm sorry, that's for chulin. By kachim, they get what? Chazav v'shok. You get the chazav v'shok. And in El Nazir, they also get Zroya b'sheva. Also. The front foreleg, also.
That's like a cooked.
What?
Just a question. But the Zroya b'sheva, that's cooked with the rest of the korban.
Yeah, okay.
What about the Hazir b'shok? Is that cooked with the rest? Or?
I don't know. That's why you could kill a guy, and that's why he's mitzuvah, because it's gasser. Mayan sugi the bechayrus v'shulchan aruch habenezu simchav ches simchav gimel mekadosh yisha b'bechor chakuv mechaykek. Okay, os gimel. What?
Adding
os gimel. You have it, by the way. V'nei ladas Rambam v'rabba mechaber de Israel al ma'ichil tzarech kazayis k'may b'chol ha'yisurim she Yisrael mezur musar, because it's a Yisrael iser. Pain of Rambam compact test exile lehedya Michael Kazayas Avodas that's mag the Eichel Mitzvah and Cain a goy Mitzvah for Kol Shehu because a goy has no Shiurim the Shiurim of Yisrael Nemru below Libnei Noach. Ayin Rambam Perek Des Memelocha Malocha Yud Good Chap Vagam in this Orba Chatichas Pesach Barol Bosa Chulun Ben Atore Chad Betrei Botel That's a Rambam ain't muzer amar chil because bottle berov. Because again, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is focused to Yisrael. Yisrael has the dinam of kazayas. Yisrael has the dinam of bittel berov. But that's a smag to ha'ochel muzhor with ben Noach after when mahani bittel. It's not clear that there's a din of bittel by a ben Noach. Wait, I'm sorry. If Reuven's dollar falls into my wallet, there's no Torah's bittel that I'm allowed to use it together with all of my money. No such thing. Money is not bottle. Isurim are bottle, not money. It's more in Beitzah.
But this is not
and
money.
The
Beitzah. This is food, I thought.
Yeah, but it's money, not Isser. The problem is whose money is it? It's like a gezel. It's going according to the smag that he wanted to be mechadish because it's a gezel. So if it's just a gezel, it's because he's taking from Mamon Gavoa.
It's still meat?
What?
It's still meat? It's a piece of meat, right? A piece of a korban pesach.
Yeah.
So he takes a piece of korban pesach. That's not money. I mean, it's worth money, but I mean, it's...
We're talking about the concept of stealing. So we're talking about the money, Shebo. We're not talking about... But it's not usher to eat else. The food is usher to eat. That's what the Menachas Chinuch said. That the... He said, if you want it to be one of the Zion mitzvahs, so I don't know of any iser of Zion mitzvahs that a guy is not able to eat, not able to eat the Karban Pesach. I mean, the Karban Pesach is a chepzen isurativ. So then the Minchas Chinuch Schap was, it's Asher Al Gezel. So its moment is, it's Shabbat Pruta, so that's the iser.
I thought they were always explaining that there's no by money, you can never say but.
Yes, when you say money is not bottle, even if it's food,
it's worth money.
It's
but
not sollst du sein gesunden Star. When I say money is not bottle, it's me, more in Beitza. You're not talking about Dafka coins. Coins are not bottle. It means the concept of mominess. Money is not bottle.
So any property is not bottle.
Right. If you have 2 dozen eggs, and it gets mixed into 5 dozen of my eggs, so I have to give you back 2 dozen eggs, because money is not bottle. That's a Gemara at the end of Beitza. Rather, just to put your mind at ease, I just realized the Gemara, I don't need a raya because it's kosher, but the Gemara in Beitza happens to be talking about money, which is food. It has to be talking about food. Because the point of the Gemara in Beitza is that if a woman borrows from her neighbor food and she makes a dough out of it, so in Hilchos Eruv, it follows both. It could only go. The din is your objects can only go on Shabbos where you're allowed to go. So here it only is allowed to go where both women are allowed to go. Because money is not butter. So the eggs are not butter to the flour, so to speak, even if the flour is a rose.
It's like this year. We have a din Erev Tavshilim on between Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos.
Yeah.
It's on the same thing. That din's shy this year.
What child?
To say that if a woman borrowed eggs from her neighbor and made an Erev out of it and it was mixed together, it would be a girl.
I was about
Erev. Different Erev. Erev Tchumen. Okay, all right. You know. Last day of the year.
You should have brought the L'chaim. You could have made the L'chaim.
I'd be in better shape.
Happy New Year.
Right.
So, I'm in visible. Come on, come on. Bottle, 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 bottle. Look, how many of my sheni? Okay, we're up to dollars. So what he said in Gimel is that he made a very important point in Gimel. I'll just sum up his main point. His main point is that the difference between the Rambam and the Smag is more than just the definition of the pasuk, but it's a conceptual difference. According to the Rambam, it's a Jewish issur, and as such, it's a kazayas. It's a kazayas, and it's bottle. But if it's a goy issur, then it's not bottle, and there's no shear. Okay. Osir Bahano Kosher, the Shalom very called Shoch of Gimelam and Vez, Machshir Michti is finical and he called me Shalina Chesky of my Pligi, Machshir Kasamni, you find me the beloved Elu Pligi. The beloved Elu, Cheskia and Rabbi Avohu have an argument that Lo Yitoichal means Hano too, or it's only when it says Lo Yoyochel. Lo Yitoichal only. That thing more it goes like in Tzmura, it goes to all of Shas, back and forth. And each Monday Omer is always coming to the rescue of the other Monday Omer. So the Gemara at the end fills up its end of frustrations. So it says, fellas, what are you arguing about? So the Gemara says, Nafgamino. But the Minchas Chinuch says, but according to what we're writing, there's another Nafgamino. The beloved Elu Pligi. Why?
as he holds.
Adrabah, according to have a bowl. He's saying the Gemara could have said this nafkamina, because according to the Chesed, it's mutter banor to the guy, and according to Rabbo, it's also banor to the guy. Fine, Rabbah Machos, Asurus, Lachamishna, Bivu, Lacham, and Bechibura, he's saying, but Potter, Michael, okay. So, because you can't give banor to a guy in a carbon pesach either, because according to Rabbo, Lo Yochal means you can't have banor either. And maybe it wouldn't mean necessarily that the case that way according to Chizkiyah, but according to Mavol, it certainly is that way.
A goy can't get
enough of it? A goy is not allowed to get enough of it. My Rambam, Ilchus Asuris, okay. But Poshu the Machal Afil, the goy chay reshot of the Kotim, Gam Kein Ogil Balachal, say according to the Rambam at least, the Benechal of Shayach Kot, why not if he's unintelligent and he's immature, why is there no shayach a cotton by a guy? There was a nechel of shayach cotton.
Easter even goes on a cherish of the cotton?
Oh, the nechel of shayach cotton, of course not. Because we can't have a cotton decide he's going to be a mummer. He's a cotton. The decision means nothing.
But the chinuch of smich is talking about a goy, right?
Yeah, that is it. The portion of machlas in the goy chayish of the katan is oizabal al zeh. Because by ben nechor lo shayich katan. But the goy where shayich a katan so chayi b'cholinyan. He's just explaining by ben nechor it wouldn't be true. It's a technicality. You couldn't consider a nochri a cotton. A ben necher, he's not capable of making his own decisions. What? Yeah, so a cotton can't be a mummer. But that's arrived at Khan by Sogis. Oh, that's arrived at Khan, we saw this. Basogis Berktes Halachazayin, that there's a completely different Isser going on here. The Lav Hazehu Shalolim Nuyev. This is the Lav, the inhalated Korban Pesach Shalolim Nuyev. Regular Jews in fine standing, Chashuv people maybe even, but they're everybody's. Anyway, the whole at the end of the story, according to the Raiva, this is the law that now they need the Korban Pesach Shalol Lemnuyev. Because he's talking about an Eved Ivri, and he wasn't Monoi, because he thinks he didn't have to be, so he's now they need the Korban Pesach, because he does have to be, and he's not. That's the Raiva sheet. And Toshav Socher has the more classical meaning of two types of Eved Ivri, one the Nirtza, and one the regular Eved Ivri.
We said if he eats anyway, he's Yotzi?
I'm sorry?
If he eats anyway against the Yotzi?
No, he's not Lemluyev. If you're not eating Lemluyev, you're not Yotzi.
Not Yotzi. We didn't say by Mr. Word of the Rav. We didn't say that he's Yotzi.
He was a money there. Celebrate Sovis the Araisa.
But like, he happened to be a money. It wasn't Bar Mitzvah.
We learned.
I just remember.
The Rav Chaim, the whole thing.
Okay, say it.
Okay. When early Gamken goes about no, well, okay, it's also about no to the toys of soccer of the Ravid. When he done the Kamak of a goal, that plain or Yochal always means Hano too. Lomotino Shayifra Takos of Heter. There's no rebuy here for Heter. Akashame Asugish of Egel Yel. Name of Dika Benayo Ben Chiskil of a goal. Another nafkamina.
Okay. That the nafkamina now? Another nafkamina?
Yeah.
Is what, if she's not in the same chabura?
Well, if she's not in the chabura, so you can't be mekadosh with her because it's Yisuri Hanoah. Because according to Rabbo, it's also about Noah too.
And if she's in the same chabura, then it'd be okay?
To show the fruit, why not?
Because it's like they're shared money. It's both of their money now.
Well, we're talking about after he gets a clear chelak. And again, according to Raiva, it's a completely different scenario. We're talking about a year, an Eved Ivri. It's also noy b'chalachayom b'mitzvus chush b'sherish v'ayim v'kotek, k'moy kol olavim. Ach l'hachal kotten b'yodayim, this is where we're going to talk about that. The b'chal olavim r'shidus r'shoyim d'asol achilim b'yodayim in HaTorah, as we had. B'komo gom kan for hivenu d'v'yitayim d'v'tzokim d'v'chesem amalalev, d'v'mokom chinuch mitzvah lo shayich zeh. That when it involves a chinuch mitzvah, this is if you hold it not, they don't have a din monu either cotton, but you can still feed it from the carbon pesach because there's no isul hachal biyodayim. There's no isul hachal biyodayim. What is a chinuch for a mitzvah? Even though if he did a gadol, it would be called shalol nemnuyov, right? But now that he's a katan, so it's only a question of you're not allowed to be meichel him and dvar iser. So we say, you are allowed to because you've been mechanachem in the midst of Korban Pesach.
It's called counterintuitive education.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's like he's over in Easter in order to...
Well, it's not really an Easter, that's the point. Right, but you're right. You're mechanachem in mitzvahs, so you don't apply the Easter of... You can't be Michael a cotton of Dvar Isser if to the cotton that's chinuch for a mitzvah. Not manu. Come again to be around the dorm that lamed vav the lamed yom asal beis ol asal the arise from in a dorm tana main trichem li mon asal a besa not when we come come ok when avo we shall learn them do because they don't have to lo shaykh lo sachilo the ein pesach nechol lo lamedu yo hani mi the beroy li monos avo ktanem the lab bnei hachi according to toisu they don't have to be menuyim so less lamba came with the lachal ktanem the ein israel lo lamedu yo the beroy li monos ktanem ein beroy li monos Kein chereshoyt the nami. Finally, yeah, I'll be in a mavuot b'raybidi loikin alav zeh. Ach the huposhet mechitesi lo yilka cholav and shabatoyra. Because according to the raybidi mami, he's talking about they're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat shlo lenuyos. Tasek has why the Torah says it in the lashon of lo lahachel. We don't know. He doesn't. Meanwhile, he didn't talk about that.
Okay, not okay. What did he say?
He's saying he doesn't see why you shouldn't be loke. The Das HaKesef Mishnah Shomad Das Rambam Shloim Lemnuyim and Oyel Ve'Ela Biasei. According to the Rambam, there's no law saying that Einan Lemnuyim can't eat it. It's only Yoyver Yasei. Of Ochlo Tochos Wal Asaf. Benira Damin Nach Shnei Psochem Ke'echod. The Mevuah Barambam Kan Perikimel Halachalof Me'ashas Psochem Dat Pechesem Et Beis. Dein Oichel Mishum Echod Mehem. Dein Nimnim Nach Shnei Psochem Ke'echod. According to the rabbi, it's shalol lemnuyev. Given the nimnim al shnei psochem hale leik ilu lo nimnim al shulechad. Avlei necha shalol lemnuyev. Very poshut. The nimnim al shnei psochem ezer sheyirtze. The gamkin ein oichel mitam ein breira ein lokin. The medirais ein breira machlas sofek. But dvar matikim. Avlei nimnim pa machlas al shneim keechad. At the same time, there are double shneim shloim lemnuyov, the loikin, because probably because we apply the rule of kol shen of zeh hazeh afilu b'basach haseino. So since being money on a carbon pesach can't take place b'zeh achar zeh, so it can't take place b'basach haseino. V'chatsi yevin v'chatsi ben chayrin, right? We got that. Dein oichel mishal rabo v'loim mishal atzmo. Then chelko nimna al shel rabo v'gein ein chelik rabo nimna al shelo. V'adi yimachol me'echad loke. The chetzev o'echad over b'lav. I mean, he's the chetzev ben chayrin. So part of him did an avera. Yivu rov the mitzvah and the chitzov eved chetzev ev chetzev ben chayrin.
Okay. He can't eat. It's us. He can't eat any carbon pesach. Right?
Why? He says he could, no?
If said, we just said, if he eats my echad, look at the chesi echad, oh, either way, no? One and a half is over?
Well, if he's in on two carbon pesachs at the same time, so that's not good.
No, a chesi echad, a chesi ben korin.
What's your case?
He says, can't eat from Rabo of Lo Mishalatmo. Can't eat from either. Right?
Yeah. Because of a different half of him. He's a Ben Choyrin. Right? So, he's a Ben Choyrin, so that's not Nimna al Shein Rabo. Because he's a Ben Choyrin, he was a Muskim. But the part that's in the bed and Chelev Rabo Nimna al Shalom, because the other one's not masking to go with an Eved. He has both angles in him, and the East caused a problem here in this case.
So he's stuck, basically.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're possibly supposed to be kosher for the Rav to give him a Shtash Icher.
Stuck for another day.
What? I don't know. Hoyle is very I can't use Hoyle in any scenario because somebody say that doesn't apply here. Hello. Yes. Is this an emergency? Okay, please call me back. Call me back in 25 minutes. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. Even though we're in the middle. Good, we'll learn, Mr. Chairman. We're not going to learn until Monday night. Sunday night when I have
but good, since Yom Kippur's on Shabbos, you actually have more learning there.
Let's learn about Sukkah.
I think it's a few ahead.
Let's go a little more. Maybe do you mind? Benira Gamkein to call Adinim Am Avuaram B'mitzvus Hakoyim Vesmaya Gamkein Kan Dafilu B'nitzel HaPesach If It's Possible Over Gamkein B'Lav Hazeh Shal Olim Nuyav Vay Dinim She What? It just sounds so weird. It's very counterintuitive that a Possel of Pesach you're over the Isra of eating Shal Olim Nuyav but no one's allowed to eat it. Even if it's Nitzal,
the Pesach or him?
The Pesach. So there's still a. So nobody's allowed to eat it, right? Nobody's allowed to eat a Pesach for Nitzal. Nobody's allowed to eat a Kachim for Nitzal. No one's allowed to eat a Kachim for Nitzal. Yes, and it is a Chalalissa. But that there should be a Nisa Shalom of Nuyos on a Pesach that is not allowed to be eaten is.
What if it's something right. After the Nimna?
What?
What if they're all Nimna and everyone's kosher and then came the Psul on the Korban?
You can't have a Psul on the Korban. They were Nimna on the Korban? Oh, okay. So what is your question? So they're not allowed to eat it.
Right, but wouldn't I answer the Rav's question?
Come first.
Yeah. No, so you're saying it's a chalalis. But it's still very strange that there should be an Isra Shalom and Luyav on a Pesach that's not allowed to be eaten. By anybody.
Even though at the time.
Yeah, but it's possible, no one's allowed to eat it. So right. Why eat it? I'm going to be over Isra Shalom and Luyav. It's very not intuitive that you'll be over the Isra of eating a Pesach Shalom and Luyav on a Pesach that you're not allowed to eat. Because it became possible.
Right, except at the time, if it was a Menuyev or not, so that it was everything was kosher. It looked like
I'm not questioning that he's in Menuyev. I'm questioning that the law of Shalom Menuyev should apply to someone who's not allowed to be eating it.
He wants to
no one's allowed to be eating it.
Pesach.
No one's allowed to eat a carbon Pesach puzzle.
Nifsal b'Pesach. That's a lotion of the Pesach, or
Nifsal ha-Pesach.
I've got b'Pesach.
It says Nifsal.
Well,
change it now with a pen.
You can see why it sounds better, Professor.
Because of Kidvarenu, the Das Rambam Gam came, the Agoyim Ba'atzvo Mitzuvah Alze. Okay, Lod Loy Choshev Loy B'Sanhedrin, Kibin Deinu Tmidi K'moshe K'sabdu, because it's only B'Zman Beis HaMikdash. V'gam Kozov Sham Daf B'Nifsal, V'komu K'moyev B'Lav Zer. Okay, this is the love of a goy. A goy not allowed to be eating the Korban Pesach. So even if it's Nifsal, he's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Okay, then I... Maybe Ryan Bishir sets him the Sham Dashin and Boy Loy B'Posel, I will come Loy Dashin and Kenai and Shom. Because I see the apostle talked about it before, that scenario of him feeding it.
Why does that make sense to the rabbi, by the way? Yeah, if it's a nifsal korban, is it easier to go?
Because if a guy can't eat kosher, so. Goy can't eat kachim, so even if it came possible, it's still kachim. Like menuyah is lachor only nogeya when you're eating it and fulfilling the mitzvah. If you're not allowed to eat it, it's weird to me that whether it's menuyah or non menuyah should play a role. That's all.
And it's possible.
To say a goy can't eat a possible karma to me doesn't sound weird. You're not allowed to eat karbonis. It's kachim. It's still kadosh. What? Yeah. Well, that's what's supposed to happen to us. Umashe kadam liel demagoy ba'atzvul mitzuvah hu muzer v'chol shehu the shirun liyisrael nemer v'lol b'nei noach imkein hu adin the muzer afilu shle kaderech achila v'das harib and leiv mashal b'shvuas v'melech to a goy. Okay. That what? Okay, stop here. See you next year.